work right now. Good morning. Okay, you're so active. I have a joke, decided that you will be a little bit less active. Probably will not use it. I'm so excited that we come in this Christmas season, and I'm so happy that Canada is one of the countries where people start celebrating Christmas and months ahead when the Christmas starts. And it's so awesome. We have this Christmas mood all the time, and it means that we still have so many days that we can share our joy, our hope, our love, peace, what we have in our hearts with other people who are around us, with our neighbors, with friends, with co-workers. And sometimes I think, okay, if we have celebrating Christmas just a couple weeks, we don't have enough time to celebrate with all people. We don't have enough time to invite our friends, our co-workers, other families, and celebrate Christmas with them. But likely Canada has this long term, almost half month and a half to do all this stuff, and then it's good. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to celebrate Christmas with you. And during this season, we usually talk about the peace, hope, joy, and love. We already have been talking about hope previous week, and today we're going to talk about peace. And I would like you to use your imagination today. Could you please imagine or picture some cozy, warm house with a fireplace? You're sitting there with your, surrounded by your family. You're waiting until Christmas Eve, already pictured on a screen a bit earlier, but it's okay. And you're sitting there. Just try to imagine it. Just try to feel how warm coming from the fireplace, how it's good and peaceful to be with your family in one peaceful place. What the feeling coming to your heart? I'm 100% sure that you pictured much better than I have in my in our screen. I just asked AI to create this picture for us, but AI, it's not so good with imagination as the people, and I believe you have imagined much better situation around you when you think about the Christmas Eve and about the time spending with your family. Please don't switch to another, just leave it for now. And right now, I will ask you to imagine directly opposite situation. Try to imagine and create some picture in your head. What can be the worst scenario to spend the Christmas Eve or to spend the Christmas season for the people, for families? Just try to imagine what it can be the worst in the world that you don't want to have it in any circumstance. You just want to avoid it and want to do everything just not to be there in this situation. Just take a second and try to imagine it. I hope you already did it. Could you please show us another picture? I'm not sure if it's good enough for you to see there, but it's two photos with the same place. It's the city of Aleppo. And the photo on top, it shows how the city was before war. And the photo on bottom, it's what it left after. Could you please show us another slide? It's another city with the same situation. In a completely different part of the world. This photo from the city of Kharkiv, Ukraine, before and after war. My point is that for war, it's not actually matter the land or country or place. The situation always will be exactly the same. And I have another question for you to think about. What is common between these two last pictures from Aleppo and Kharkiv and the image that we created in our head about the peace and Christmas? In terms of the peace, what do you think is common between two of this opposite situation? In my opinion, the common things between them is just, you can switch off the presentation for now. In my opinion, the common things between them is that its impact, circumstance around us can hardly impact the peace which we have in our heart. And another question what I have, I always ask this question to myself. If there, in that cities or places, were not, if there were any people who was a Christian or were Christians, if they deserve to go through this circumstance, if they don't have the same faith what I have, if they don't deserve to have the same peace in their heart or around them as I have right now or each of you? And you know, when I think about this question, it's hard for me to answer on it. And I will not answer it today. If you want, you can try to find the answer by yourself. But I want to tell you another story, which I heard previously from one of the preachers, and I found it in the internet. It's a story about one professor and his students. You probably already heard that. When the professor came to the class and asked his students if God exists, if God created everything around us, and one of the students raised the hand and told him, yes, of course, God created everything. And the professor asked another question. If our actions shows who we are, and we usually do the evil, it means that the God created evil, and the God is evil. And students don't, that student don't know what to answer professor. But another student came up and asked him, may I ask you the question? Does dark exist? And professor told him, of course dark exists. If you will switch off the light, it will be complete dark in the room. And the student answered him, no, the dark is just an absence of light. And the student asked another question, does cold exist? And the professor told him, of course, you have ever been cold outside? And he told him, no, cold is just an absence of warm. And when we want to measure how cold it is, we will measure how warm it is, how many degrees of warm there. And when he asked professor if the evil, does the evil exist? And professor told him, of course, look around how many wars and crimes and everything in the world. And the student keep going, no, it's just an absence of God. Because the war and all the stuff happening just because the people decide not to let Jesus come to their hearts. And that's why the things happened around the world. And that's why the peace is so hard to make it together. I have one more question for you. If it's possible for you to raise your hand, do we have here in this room people who consider themselves as a peacemakers? Can you say that I am a peacemaker? Where I come into the place and the peace become there. The people is arguing, I come in there and the peace come in there. I have some war in the family, I come in there and the war is gone. Everyone is happy. If you are the people, I'm so happy that we have these people here. If not, you can teach us to do that. Or at least you can pray for the other who not raise the hands. I saw from here just a couple hands was rising and then that they are peacemakers. I hope that in a couple more years, it will be much more hands in this question. We will feel ourselves as a peacemaker. And right now, I want to go with you through the three different periods of time, Jesus Christ's life, and how peace comes to this world, and how we can use it, and how it can be useful for us in our daily life today. Because sometimes I think the people who have been living in the time of Jesus and can meet him personally, they were more lucky. But I don't know for sure if they are really were more lucky. Maybe we are more lucky compared to them. We'll figure it out a little bit later. I want to ask Torrenti, he's here, to read the first scripture what we have. It's a Luke 2nd chapter 14, verse 14.
Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
We already read the scripture today twice. Once when we lighting the candle and second time here. And I want to just to bring your attention to the small detail. Jesus Christ bring his peace to this world. When he was born, he bring his peace to this world. And again, another question for all of you. Does it become peaceful around? Does the situation and the crisis which was going on in that time in the land where Jesus was born just stopped immediately? And the whole people start feel peaceful? Everything calmed down and they felt, okay, the life's coming better. Everything should be good. Jesus, come here. He was born a couple days ago. Nothing was changed for them. But we're 100% sure that Jesus bring peace to this earth. And before we will read the next scripture, I want to tell you one story which happened with my mother, good friend. I'm not sure if it will be close for you, but it will some kind of example which can, I hope, will make you think about your own example in your life, and I'm 100% sure that you already have them. I call her Aunt Galia, and she had a very interesting situation in her life. I'm not sure if you're going through that or not, but she and her husband have been working almost 6 months, we can say, on a part-time job. It took like around 4 hours a day. They have been doing this work for the 6 months just because they want to earn some money to buy some stuff for them. And when the time coming to buy this stuff, her husband drive little ahead of her to the store to pick up the stuff, to figure out what they want. And when he find everything what he wants, he called her and told her, you can come and bring money, we will buy the things what we want. She took all her money, what they earned for this 6 months in a part-time job. She took everything in one place, took with her, and she used the public transport. And when she came to the stop where she should go for the public transport near the store, she figured out that all money is gone. Somebody stole them. All money, what they tried to earn for the 6 months, gone. And the first her reaction was she started crying and thinking, what's gonna happen next? What my husband will told me and what my husband will do. She started crying and praying to God. And she did it maybe for 10 minutes, maybe less. She wasn't mentioned how long it was. But try to guess, if they still get this purchase, if somebody bring the money back, how the situation is ended, in your opinion? You can think about that if you want, but I will tell you, nobody bring money back. The police never caught that thief. And they, of course, they never bought the things what they want to buy. But the most important things for me, and the very important lesson for me from this situation was, after she was crying to God, she told, I feel so peaceful inside that I know if I will go to my husband and let him know this information, nothing bad will happen. Everything still will be good. And she told, just after this complete peaceful feeling and everything was calm, I went to him and told him what's happened. And he just looked at her and told her, okay, we should go home. We don't have money, we cannot buy anything, we just should go home. Well, that's it, the situation done. Maybe you have the different situation in your lives. Maybe for you, some amount of money, it seems like something not important. But you have some other more important situation which can cause your peace inside you. And we will find out what the beautiful gift we have from Jesus today and how we can have this entire peace in our life. I will ask Trenti to read us the next scripture. Can we show the next slide, please? It's Mark 4:35 to 39. Very common story for each of you.
That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was. In the boat were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was completely, nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." And the wind died out, and it was completely calm.
Very common story. We have read it, I believe, like hundreds of times. Who visit in church, who consider themselves as a Christian, we know this story and we have it in our memory. I'm 100% sure. But I want us to go a little bit deeper in this couple more details there and find and try to be in the shoes of Jesus Christ's disciples who were in that boat in the moment. Some of them were professional fishermen. They used to be in the storms. I believe that wasn't the first storm for them. They already have been in a situation very similar to this, when they were somewhere in a lake or in a sea, and the storm come to them, and they know what to do with the ship. The ship will not sink. They know what to do. They know how to behave. They were professional in this field. I never been in this situation. I probably will be extremely afraid there, and I'm not sure, I will be shocked, and I'm not sure if I will do something correct and proper in the situation like that. But disciples who were with Jesus in the moment, they were professional in this field. They were fishermen who were not doing the rod on a river. They were doing it in a boat, and they were pretty professional people. But just imagine what the storm was there if they was afraid. I believe that they already did everything. They tried all their experience, what they have in their life, to make sure that they will be safe. I believe that they did everything what they know, and they did everything and used all their experience and skill to save themselves from this storm and that situation. But nothing worked. And they decided they need to go to Jesus and ask him for help. And here is a very, very parallel situation to our life. We are very experienced parents, if we have children. I believe that we are very experienced parents. We have a lot of experience in our family life, in our relationship between husband and wife, in our relationship between parents and children, in our relationship between grandparents and grandchildren, between our family members. We have a lot of situation there. We did a lot of different things in our life. And we have a lot of experience, and we think if we will do the same stuff and repeat it again, the situation probably will be fixed. But sometimes we did everything what we can, we did everything what we knew, what we know or what we knew, and nothing works. The situation just stays the same, and we just don't know what to do next. We don't have that peace in our lives. I believe the disciples, they don't have a peace in their minds, in their life, in the moment when the storm was breaking their shape, and they will feel that a couple more seconds and they will die. I strongly believe they don't have this peace inside them. And I know that we have the situation the same in our life. Maybe we're not going through the war or destroying cities and some of the people in that city where they lived during the war. We probably don't have this experience. But I know for sure that a lot of situation in our lives can be even worse than the situation when the city or house or homes destroyed. When our family start destroying, when the relationship is broken, when we cannot come to the people who we used to love and say them something, share the feelings with them. It's probably even much harder than the things happening in the picture what we see previously. And it's probably the storm which come to our life. And you right now think what we're talking about during the Christmas season, about the problems in the families or in the relationship, but it exactly showing the peace what we have entire us, if we have it there or not. And the disciples were lucky that they have Jesus with them in the boat, and they can come to him and ask him, "Hey, Jesus, please help us, save us, stop this storm. Make it calm. We want to have a calm water. We want to leave." But you know, we are more lucky. We even don't need to stand up or go anywhere. We just can go and call Jesus and ask him to make the storm in our life calm, to figure out what we need to do in the situation where we are, if we're there. And I'm talking not about the big storms and big problems. Sometimes the thing starts from the very small steps, and they just growing until we cannot stop them. But we're so lucky that we have Jesus in our life. And he came to bring this entire peace to our heart, to each of us. And the most important part, that we can share this peace with other people. We can feel it. I believe that you also went through the situation that, like I described with Aunt Gala. I tried to find if I had the similar situation. The last one was very bright in my mind is, I remember when war was starting in Ukraine and we were in Barcelona this era. We were standing on a small hill and praying, and I feel that we don't know what to do next. We simply don't know what to do next. What the next step in our life, where we should go, what we should do, what the next step. And I was like a bit lost, and I don't know what to do, who to ask, who to talk, where I can find the advice, what I can do. And we decided to say, we need to go to this hill and pray to our Lord. And we will do it as many times as need until we will feel that we have some understanding what to do with our life. And we did it day after day. And one day, I still didn't know what to do. I still didn't know what the next step for me or for my wife. But in one of my prayers, I feel that everything become calm. And I feel peace. And I didn't know what the next step will be. I didn't know what I'm going to expect from the life. But I was 100% sure that everything will be good for me and my family. Everything will work for us because Jesus gave us entire peace. And returning back to the picture and war and people who were living there, I don't have this experience. But if you know that people, you can ask them, they can share this with us. But I strongly believe and I hope that they have this entire peace in their hearts, even during that storm in their life. They were clear with understanding that Jesus with them, that Jesus will help them, that Jesus will take care about their life. Not just that small piece of moment, but the whole their life. And this entire peace, if we will have it in our heart, it doesn't matter if we will sit in a cozy, warm house with our family, or we will be in the middle of crisis or storm, we still will be in the same position with the entire peace in our heart. And I want to ask Durante to read the last scripture for us. It's John chapter 14, verse 27.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
Jesus told to his disciples, "The peace I give you." If you will read, I encourage you to read this small piece of scripture at home, but just take a couple more verses up. And you will find that this story is about when Jesus Christ have talked to his disciples about the Holy Spirit. About the Holy Spirit with the Father will give people, will give the disciples after Jesus Christ will go from them. And here are the evidence for each of us why we are more lucky than the people who were living in Jesus Christ's time, in his era, because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have Holy Spirit in our hearts, which bring this entire peace. And if Holy Spirit lives there, and we want him to live there, we definitely will be feel peaceful and calm in any circumstance which will surround us. And it doesn't matter if it will be war or other storm, if it will be some problem or issue in a finance part of our life, it will be problem or issue with our family, if we have a Holy Spirit in our heart and Jesus gave it to us. It's just a question for us if we want to receive it, if we want to have it in our life, if we want to have Holy Spirit in us. It's just the only one matter question. And if yes, then it means that yes, that Jesus' peace is with us. And I simply pick up these three verses or three piece of scripture because I want to show each of us that it doesn't matter the time of Jesus Christ's life, if he was just born and come to the earth, or if it was in the middle of his life when he served people, or it was closer to end of his life when he talked about he should go and Holy Spirit will come. That all the time, and we can find like hundreds many places in the scripture when the everything which surrounded about the peace was and is related to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And today, I even don't ask you if you consider yourself as a Christian because you are here in the church and you probably 100% of people here are Christians, and we call ourselves Christians. We use his name to ourselves, and it means that yes, we decide that we want to be Christian. We want to be Jesus Christ's children and disciples, and yes, we want to have this entire peace. I want to ask all of us to pray and give thanks to Jesus for this peaceful country where we're living. And I want to ask people who was raised your hands as a peacemakers, please pray for other people who wants to be a peacemaker. Please pray for the people that you think they are in the middle of crisis, that you think you can see that people don't have their entire peace. Even living in a peaceful country, surrounded with the wonderful people, they still don't have this peace in them. Please pray for them right now. Just try to remember the person, one person, or family, and when we will pray, just try to pray for them. Ask Jesus bring peace to their hearts. Ask Jesus to make their life easier than it is right now. And it will be some part of the things how we can share Jesus' peace with the other people. And we still have another 3 to 4 weeks that we can share this peace in action with our neighbors. We can invite them, we can share how peaceful we are, how joy we are, and who we are, and we can share with them, show them that their life can be different. Okay, I want to ask to pray. Have you picked up the person who you pray for right now? If you are, just we can pray. Jesus, я дякую тобі, Господь, за твою милість в моєму житті, Христос. І дякую тобі, Ісус, за мир твій, який ти приніс до нас на цю землю. І дякую тобі, мій Бог, за ласку твою, милосердя. І зараз ми молимося, Господь, за твій мир в житті інших людей, Ісус. Я молю тебе і прошу, Боже, благослови сім'ю мого друга, якого є певні моменти в спілкуванні з його дружиною. Благослови його, Христос. Дай їм мир. Дай їм розуміння один одного. Будь з ними в їхньому житті. Jesus Christ, we are so grateful you for your peace in our life. We are so grateful you for the Holy Spirit that you give us and we have it in us, in our hearts. We are so grateful you for the Christmas that we can celebrate this season. We can celebrate this wonderful, wonderful day when you come to this earth and bring your peace, bring hope, bring joy and love, and we can share all these things between among us. Thank you for that. Be blessed. We thank you for everything you did for us. Amen.